ABC Radio Australia.
A PNG national working in Australia passed away on Sunday night at a regional Victorian hospital while in ICU. Glenn Gundabucky was working near the town of Shepparton when he was taken to hospital. Now, he came to Australia under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme, but disengaged from the program in 2024. Justin Chikenko, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Papua New Guinea, told Lucy Cooper it was a tragic scenario.
Once again, we have a very unfortunate situation where a Papua New Guinea citizen has passed away in Australia, and the situation is that this is a very tragic scenario where anybody that has lost, any nationals that have been lost, is a very sad day for Papua New Guinea, and of course the families and all the friends and all the relatives. The information that we have received from Australia, from his workplace and from the relatives and friends, is that he has been working with some of the farms in Australia, which he left the labour mobility program 2 years ago. And for whatever reasons, that he's done that and settled permanently in Australia, still working in that type of work. Unfortunately, he's had a medical episode, which will be detailed, I'm sure, by the coroner's report and police very shortly. But we will assist Foreign Affairs once again. We'll assist with the family in making sure that all processes are followed to get him back home safe and sound, for the relatives to mourn the death of their loved one, but also to rest him in peace, which is the most important thing back here in Papua New Guinea.
This isn't the first time we've spoken in mere months about the tragic deaths of PNG nationals in Australia. Do you have any kind of other comments or advice for those living in Australia?
When all the Papua New Guineans go down under the LMU program, they are fully briefed. They go through proper consultation on all aspects of safety and information that is required for the well-being of themselves. So that is taken care of by the contractor and also by us before they go down. This is a spate of very unforeseen and uncontrollable circumstances that have come up, which was beyond anybody's control. And it's just unfortunate that they've happened to our people, and like the tragic bus accident and another vehicle accident, and now a medical episode which has now taken the life of a young man. So with that in mind, it's just for all Papua New Guineans to be wary of the environment that they work in. If they do feel sick or they do feel not well, they are to immediately let their employer know, or their friends or family that they are with. Prevention is better than cure. So if you can prevent any illness, or if you can prevent something happening to you, that is the way to go. And for all Papua New Guineans out there, work safe, be safe, follow the rules and regulations of that country. And they have a fantastic health system in Australia that will assist if you do get sick or injured or whatever the situation might be. So we have total confidence in the Australian health system and the contractors and the workplaces that people are working in. They're at the highest standards, And all we can do is make sure we look after each other and look after ourselves.
And that there is Justin Kachinko, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Papua New Guinea.